Marty Lurie here, KMBR 680 with Marlon Byrd. San Francisco Giants, boy, did you see this coming?
Not at all. I was in the lineup last Thursday when I got called in the office. I already did my early work, stretching, hitting the cage. I was ready to go and just hanging with the guys, getting ready for BP. And I got called in the office. They said I was traded, and just a big smile went over my face. And all I could think about was packing and getting out to San Fran.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting for a ball player. I mean, you go from the bottom part of the standings to the top part of the standings. There's got to, even for you at this age, you've been around a long time, there's got to be an adrenaline that goes with it.
Oh, definitely. Get a chance to win, chance to win a ring, you know, not just get to the playoffs. So, you know, these guys over here, on the, you know, they've got rings. They have three rings in the past, what, 6 years, I believe. So, you know, it's just not getting to the playoffs. It's getting in there and winning the whole thing. So just coming over here and just seeing how the guys work and just seeing how calm they are and going out and doing their job, it's very refreshing.
Isn't it interesting, calmness of slowing the game down? Isn't that an amazing thing you have to do to be successful?
Definitely, really is. But it's, a lot of guys think that it starts just soon once you get on the field. You know, I think it starts a lot sooner than that, coming in, and all your preparation just allows you to slow the game down. And you've seen with these guys, the preparation is unbelievable. The professionalism is unbelievable with these guys. So, you know, it's nice to join in with them.
Well, I've Marlon Byrd with us. I've seen you the last few days, and you hit early. And I want to tell you, you don't get cheated. You take a swing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I try to take my game swings even when I'm doing my flips. I don't want my swing to change. I don't want to go from flip swing to a BP swing, then try to have a game swing. I want all my swings to be the same. So, you know, every now and then I have to video and film to make sure everything's right mechanic-wise. But, you know, this year's been an up-and-down year with me as far as average-wise. But the power's still there, and that's what I need to come over here and just keep producing and hit some home runs for them.
I've known you for a while, and I see a difference in your swing. Maybe when you were with Texas or the Cubs, you had a little bit of a stop and go in the swing. Now I watch your swing. As I say, you don't get cheated. Has your swing changed?
Yes, I changed. I used to be a get down early guy. I used to start real early and just get my foot down. Now I've changed that into a leg kick. Leg kick has just given me more fluidity with my swing and my rhythm, and made me more athletic. And that's what, you know, way back in the day, working with Rudy Jaramillo, that's what we talked about all the time, is being athletic. And I got a little bit rigid, so I had to change my hit mechanics just a little bit.
Yeah, I saw it, and then seeing it over these years. So, Marlon, it's noticeable, and it's nice to see it. You start off with the Giants in your first game, and Jeff Locke, and you had great numbers against them. And how did that feel, that first game, first at bat?
Oh, it was nice. You know, I was battling. You know, Locke is, we have our battles up there. And, you know, throws me my changeups and fastballs in, breaking balls in my back foot, fastballs up and in. You know, he'll sink one away. So, you know, I was able to battle and get some swings off of fastballs up that I could foul off and knew that I can get to the fastball up and in. When we threw the breaking ball, I just had a good path on the swing and hit the barrel.
You know, you're a teammate already. Kelby Tomlinson hits the grand slam and the place is going crazy, and you gave him some good advice.
Oh, yeah. He got a smile. I got a smile. It was awesome. You know, he was out at second base and the camera's on him, and you could see that he was glowing on the inside, and I just wanted him to let it out, so I just pointed up at the screen so he could see himself. But so happy for him. You know, that was a huge hit for us and a big home for him, especially his first one of his career.
Nice to have Marlon Byrd with us. So the Central, my goodness, the way they play. Really, and you're the Reds, but you watch the Pirates, the Cubs, the Cardinals now. My goodness.
Central's a beast, you know, and it's nonstop. They're 1-5 starters. They're 1-8 batting and their lineups, their bullpens, everyone coming out doing their jobs, throwing 95, or the guys, the lefties that come in throwing 92, pinpointing. And it's not just that. It's they are very well-managed teams. The staffs on every single team is always prepared. And, you know what you're going to get when you face those guys. It's going to be a battle. You have to bring your A game every single day. So, you know, being in the Central is very tough. And I got a feel for it this year.
Well, you get your first taste of Giants-Dodgers next week down in L.A. How about that?
Yes. It's, I wish it was here, because I'm no telling what the boos are going to be like and the fans are going to be like in the outfield. But it's going to be fun, you know, being part of a rivalry. And it's not just that, you know, us being 2.5 games behind them and trying to catch them and going to be jockeying for position the rest of the year. It's going to be fun.
Well, you've been around a while, and people forget that rookie season. You were almost rookie of the year that rookie season. Tell us about that, first getting up to the big leagues and how you got prepared for it and what a year you had.
I just, you know, I kind of ran through the minor leagues. I had good numbers every single year. You know, I was a minor league, Phillies minor league player back-to-back years, and by my AAA season. I had a good year, came up in 2002, and they were ready to give me the helms and the realm in center field. And that year coming up, it was, you know, I remember starting off so slow. You know, I thought after 2 months they were going to send me down. I believe I was in maybe 180, 185, and I ended up 303 on the season and helping with the team with the pennant race. But I had a blast. But the reason I didn't win Rookie of the Year, if anybody remembers, it was D-Train, Dontrell Willis, that had an amazing year. So, you know, finishing behind him, as I'll take that any day.
I know, I remember it quite well. This ballpark, how do you like this ballpark? Have you hit well here? And if you, it just doesn't matter, but how do you like playing here? What's it like?
Early in my career, I didn't hit well here. I don't know why. It was just the wind, you know, your eyes, sometimes the water, you know, the depth perception with the hitter's background being a little further out. But for some reason, as I got older, I figured out how to hit it here and how to play here and understand that, hey, try to stay in the gaps. Don't try to hit homers here. You know, there's a couple guys, you know, McCovey, Barry, those guys. Those are the ones that hit long balls anytime they want it here. But day games, you know, that's when you take your chance to see if you can get one. But if you can stay down the lines in left field, you can also get it at night as for a righty. But, you know, I just changed my approach as far as hitting and trying to get the ball to the outfield grass, simplify things, and everything got better here.
Yeah, I was going to say, up the middle kind of looking, or do you like to pull? Or what do you like to do?
No, I'm up the middle guy. I try to stay in the gaps. You know, I'm a pull guy on the ground, but when the ball in the air, I can go anywhere, all the way from foul pole to foul pole. You know, as you can see, like, the central teams will shift me in the infield, but the outfield doesn't shift me. They'll play me straight up because I can go anywhere. But my goal is to get the ball to the outfield grass.
You ever think of going the other way in a shift? We see it often now. Of course, we see it so much.
No, I think the best way to beat the shift is to stay in the outfield gaps. And if you can do that, you're fine. If you hit a ground ball, most likely in the big leagues, you're going to be out. So my goal is to hit line drives and get the ball in the gaps where, you know, when you got three people standing out there instead of a cluster of guys standing on the dirt.
Well, one last thought. I mean, the first home run here at AT&T Park, just a dead shot right up the middle.
Yeah, that's my approach, staying up the middle, you know, and trying to keep the ball straight, true, and fair. And yesterday, the ball that I hit, it had no hook. It's all backspin and stayed straight and stayed true. So when I have those swings in that path, I'm going to be okay, especially when I'm swinging at strikes.
Now, you're a pretty fast guy. You got a lot of territory to cover on that outfield.
I used to be fast. I'm getting old now. I'm turning 38 in a couple of days. So, but I can still run. It's not top 10 like it used to be in the big leagues. But you know, I can still go get it when I need to. But the big thing about me is my baseball IQ and knowing where players are playing, seeing swings, trying to get a jump on the ball before the pitch even hits the bat. So, and that's what kind of keeps me, you know, with the fast guys as far as being in the outfield.
Well, there's a reason why you're still in the big leagues at 38 to be, right?
Yeah, 38 to be. It's just work continuously and tirelessly. I came up with a lot of veterans that all they did was work. Jim Tomes, Bobby Bray, who's a Pat Burroughs, Mike Lieberthals, you know, Marlon Anderson, those guys, Doug Lanville, all they did was work. And then, you know, my long toss program, that's Jose Mesa, took me under his wing my rookie year and made me long toss with him every single day. So now that's just something that I do because that's all I know.
Wow, what a pleasure. What a pleasure having you on. I've enjoyed over the years getting to meet you and talking with you. Marlon Burr, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
More coming up on KMBR 680, the sports leader.